Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you all so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me. We're talking Paulding County athletics for another week, and well, we're talking as much as we possibly can. I know baseball, softball, track and field got everything they could in back on Monday. Then the rains came, and boy, did they come down hard. The rest of the week, pretty much a wash. Hopefully, some nicer weather shaping up. We have softball to talk about. We have baseball to talk about. We have track and field to talk about. And we have two guests on the show this week. Number one, he is the head coach for the Antwerp Archer baseball team. So we'll catch up with the Archers today and head coach Austin Leasty. He will join me coming up here in a little bit. And then, as I mentioned, we'll talk some more softball. We'll do that with the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raider varsity softball program, off to a really nice start, and she is Coach Amber Showalter. So those are our two guests today. I'm really excited to have both of them on. And of course, if you missed any of the conversations from this entire year, they're all archived on the my1027.org website for on-demand access. But I'm really excited to chat some softball with Coach Showalter and chat some baseball with the Antwerp head coach, Austin Leasty, and a guy not too far removed from the program, so really excited to see his perspective on where the Archers stand right now. So that's a look at this edition of My Sports. We're not going to hesitate. We're going to get straight to it. Softball, baseball, track and field coming up after our two guests today, and they're coming up next, so stay with me right here on another edition of My Sports, whoever you are and however you're listening. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, almost in the heart of baseball and softball seasons, of course, pending the weather, but we are joined now by the head coach for the Antwerp Archers. He is Austin Leasty. Austin, appreciate you taking some time today, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So first and foremost, how much fun are you having coaching your alma mater?
Oh, it's a blast. I just love being around the kids and then love the game of baseball, so it's a lot of fun.
So let's talk about the off season. For you as a coach, when are you able to first get your hands on the baseball players? I know you have a lot of multiple sport athletes, but what do the off season plans look like in preparation for the season?
The basketball guys, I let them go to basketball, but if they're not in a winter sport, we start having some open gyms around the beginning of the new year. And then when the first day of practice hits, everyone's there. So that's good.
Look into this season. I have a lot of seniors coming back. What do you like about what you have coming back this year?
Definitely have some guys that have played varsity baseball, and we got some good experience, so that's always helpful. Dealing with a few injuries, Aiden obviously tore his ACL during basketball, so yeah, he's still out. And then Derek had a shoulder problem that caused him to miss all of basketball as well, but he's back, so that's good.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure if that shoulder issue was going to carry on into baseball season, but it's really good that it hasn't. That's really good to hear. So for you, who are you looking for to step up and lead this team this year?
Just the seniors as a whole. We got some good leadership, and then coaching staff does a good job as well, the guys that are helping me. So we got a good mix of upperclassmen and then helping us set a new foundation and get ready to go.
Now, you being a younger guy, younger head coach, does that help you at all in relating to the players?
I think so. I think it helps just knowing what they go through on a day-to-day basis, because I was in their shoes not too long ago and dealing with school and all that type of stuff, and then the extracurriculars as well.
Let's talk about some of the newcomers. Who are some of the underclassmen on this Antwerp Archer squad that we should look out for this year?
We got a good group of sophomores, really, which is Michael Roars, Riley Smith, Luke Parrott, and then a good freshman named Ryder Hines, who is starting for us as of right now. So I think I'm missing a sophomore, too, so I apologize about that.
Yeah, also, I have to say, a pretty nice junior class as well. What have you seen so far in the in terms of chemistry with this team?
It's a good group of kids. They all get along. They help each other out. So the chemistry's there, and I think that'll help us down the road as we continue to get going.
So what do you think some of the top strengths of this team will be this year?
I would say leadership, really. I really would. I'd say leadership and then just experience from some of the guys that have got to play over the years. That's what I think will help us the most.
Now, as far as the conference is concerned, I give props to, you know, all the coaches, athletic directors for scheduling a really tough non-conference schedule, but the GMC, there's a lot of talent in conference. What's your outlook for it this year?
Yeah, the GMC is always a good baseball conference, so I think there's five or six teams that'll compete on top there, and then other teams that, you know, they always have a chance as well. That's the beautiful part about baseball.
I know we're only, you know, a few games in, a few weeks into the regular season. Fingers crossed, hopefully that weather holds out for you guys. But what have you liked so far about this bunch?
So far, so our seniors just got back from their senior trip, so we were missing them for the first game. This bunch, I think they just come, they're ready to play, they have a good time. Like I said, they all like each other. And we got five seniors, so it's kind of a do-it-for-them type mindset because it's their last go-around ever in an Archer uniform.
Can you elaborate real quick on your playing days at Antwerp?
Yeah. So when I played as a freshman, I pitched and played infield. And then the next year was our state year with Luke Krause and Cole Sessler, as you mentioned, and a lot of other good athletes, Jacob Savina. We had some guys go on to play at the next level. And then junior year got canceled because of COVID, which obviously was not fun.
Yeah.
And then senior year, we came back and went to regionals. I think ended up losing to Lincoln View in the regional semis or regional final.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the pitching staff a little bit. I know depth, especially at the high school level, it's a big thing. How's the staff looking this year?
Staff is looking pretty decent so far. Obviously still dealing with some injuries and whatnot. That kind of hurts us. And we have a JV schedule. So it's just having guys that can throw strikes is kind of our big thing because it's all hands on deck at all times between varsity and JV. So I think once we get guys back, we'll have good depth. And then from there on, it's just play it by committee.
Gotcha. So a few fun ones here, Coach, to end it. Are you a high socks or long pants guy?
In high school, we wore high socks, but right now we've got long pants. So I'm a little bit of both, I'd say.
Sunflower seeds or gum?
Both. I love both.
There you go. Okay, and as a player or coach, you have any pregame routine? I know baseball players have their quirks. Is there anything you did before every game?
Not that I can remember, but I'm pretty superstitious, so I'm sure there was some stuff. I just can't remember specifically.
I haven't
developed anything quite yet this year.
All in all, what can we expect from this Antwerp Archer baseball team every time you guys take the field this year?
Well, I think you can just expect us to go out and compete and then play hard. I mean, that's what I want out of these guys is to go out and give it their best every time, sprint on and off the field, and just play the game of baseball the right way.
I love it. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time this morning, Coach. I really do appreciate it. Get healthy and get as many games in as you possibly can. I know being a former spring sport athlete, you always have to battle the weather. That's a part of the challenge. But best of luck to you guys, and I can't wait to see how it all plays out for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And a big thanks to our first guest today, the head baseball coach for the Antwerp Archer baseball program, Austin Leasty. Hope you get all your games in, and best of luck throughout the entire season. All right, plenty more My Sports coming up. We need to chat some softball, and we're going to do that with the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raider softball program, Amber Showalter. She joins me next, so stay with me, Paulding County. This is My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on My Sports, and we are talking some softball as much as we can, again, with the weather. Every spring sport athlete battling the weather along with their coaches. But we're joined now by the head coach of the Red, White, and Blue, the Wayne Trace Raiders softball program. That is head coach Amber Showalter. Coach, thanks for taking some time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So a few games under the belt already this season. What have you seen that you can build on so far with these Raiders?
You know, we're really young this year. I think just being able to play games and consistently play games and for the kids to get to learn one another and build that, you know, relationship on and off the field is going to be huge for us. I think defensively we've played pretty well in a lot of games. And, you know, offensively we have some work to do. It's a huge step going from playing JV softball to varsity softball. Some kids went from playing, you know, eighth grade softball to varsity softball. I'm starting several freshmen this year. So, you know, just being able to get repetition and seeing pitches and seeing how the game works is what's going to help us the most, I believe.
Yeah, that senior class, not very big, but you do have some girls that I feel like have played a little bit of softball together over the years, and you do return Reagan McGarvey. So how is it having a few of those seniors to help some of the younger ones along, especially having to start some of those freshmen?
They've been really good. They give good advice. They're good leaders. They're great kids. They're good students, which is all important. And I think that they're able to show them, you know, that it's okay to have fun. It's okay to relax. And I think a lot of it is nerves for us right now. Like, you know, we are young.
Yeah.
Kids are just trying to figure it out. And I had one girl tell me, I said, you wouldn't be here if I didn't think, you know, you could do this. She says, I'm terrified. It's a huge step. I mean, it's a step for kids. And the seniors and Reagan, they have been very good at helping them through this process and being positive role models for them.
Well, and I'm sure with that girl saying that, she'll learn in a few years, look back on that moment and be like, man, I'm so glad that I went through this because of where I am now.
Sure, sure, yeah. You know, they're excited to be playing varsity softball, and on the other side of that, they're nervous, you know.
Yeah.
Softball program has, you know, kept improving over the years, and they want to be able to build on their legacy and what they're going to leave behind, you know, when they're done playing softball at Wayne Trace. And I have a good freshman class, likes to ask questions, easy to coach, and, I mean, that's what you ask for when you bring in a group of kids. So it's going very well so far.
So for you as your coach in your ninth season, what's your favorite part about coming back every year?
I enjoy working with the kids. They're fun. They keep you on your toes. And I love the game of softball. I absolutely love the game of softball and what it brings into kids' lives. Teaches kids a lot of things other than winning and losing, about showing up on time, you know, working hard, having a good work ethic, being positive, having a good attitude. Learning how to, you know, deal with people that you might not have things in common with. You know, when you get into the workforce, you know, you've been through a lot of that because you've been on a team. And I think sports does a phenomenal job of preparing young kids for that next step, for college, for the working force and all that. That's why I enjoy it.
So going back to some of your leaders, what we talked about beforehand, would you say that's a strength of this squad this year? Is that leadership?
I would say so. Tiana Sin, Allison Noggle, Maya Reynolds, those are my three seniors. Maya, this is her first year playing she played JV ball. This is her first year varsity, and she has a great attitude. She's good in the dugout. She's uplifting. You know, and Tianison and Allison Noggle, they're the same way. You know, they've had their ups and downs throughout the years with the sport, as most athletes do. They've been really good leaders, and Reagan has been a really good leader, helping some of the younger pitchers. You know, just, you know, we just keep trying to tell them, you know, we're going to get there. It's going to be some growing pains. You know, we have a lot of holes to fill.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out. Mark and I both believe that this squad can do some good things.
So let's talk about the conference, because year in and year out, there's a lot of talent in baseball and softball in the GMC. And every year, you know, could be up for grabs. What's your outlook for the conference this year? And who do you think has a chance to get that top spot?
You know, the conferences are always hard. You just never know. You can't take any days off when you're playing a conference team. You know, I think Ayersville returned quite a bit. I feel like they will be very competitive. I believe Edgerton returned quite a few. I'm not 100% for sure, you know, where Hicksville and Antwerp, but I think that they, you know, were young and they've returned a lot. Paulding is, you know, always a county rivalry. They always bring their best when they play us, you know. So there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good players in the conference, and everybody always gets geared up for a conference game, and you just can't take any moment of rest when you're playing a conference team.
Now, I have to ask about this. We were chatting a little bit beforehand about this last Monday and just getting some games in with the weather the way it's been. You said that's probably one of the coldest softball games you've ever been in. What was it like being out there? You also said the girls handled it really well.
They did. They handled it well. We talked a lot about when we opened up at Minster on the 22nd, you know, it was pretty cold there. We talked a lot about making sure, you know, you had layers on clothes on, that you could still move and still function. They had their blankets, hand warmers and all that. And they did. They handled it very well. It was cold. It was very cold. And obviously they're moving around more than what we are, but it didn't seem to impact them a whole lot. But we did have some games already in cold weather, so I don't know if that helped or not. But yeah, it was probably one of the coldest games I've been a part of. It was cold.
Last one for you, Coach. What can we expect from your squad and the Wayne Trace Raiders every time they hit the softball diamond this year?
Well, the girls are going to give 110%. You know, they're excited to be playing softball. They work hard. They have a great work ethic, and they're going to give everything they got. And at the end of the day, I mean, that's all you can ask out of them.
Well, Coach, hey, thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate it. And fingers crossed, get as many games in as possible. I once knew how tough it was to be a spring sport athlete. So, again, just praying for some good weather, and best of luck throughout the season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This has been the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders varsity softball program, Amber Showalter. And we'll have plenty more My Sports right after this, right here on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're talking softball here on My Sports, and just wrapped up our conversations with the head coaches for the Wayne Trace Raiders softball program, Amber Showalter, and of course the head baseball coach for the Antwerp Archers, Austin Leasty. Once again, thank you guys so much for your time and giving us some perspective on both of your squads for this season. So it's time to chat some softball. Well, like I said, as much softball as we possibly could. Weather got real dicey Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and just didn't stop. So let's take you all the way back to Monday, where we will start. And we're going to talk about the red, white, and blue, the Wayne Trace Raiders. 16 runs on 13 hits, only one error in a 16-0 shutout victory over Ottoville. Ottoville's defense, well, they had seven errors, really the difference in this one, but Reagan McGarvey continues her really nice start to the season. Five complete, no hitter. 10 Ks and one walk for Reagan McGarvey. Well done, Reagan, at the plate. And forgive me, this might take a minute. 16 runs takes a second on 13 hits, as I mentioned. Tiana Sin, two singles, a triple, four runs scored and three driven in. Addison LeBounty, she tripled, scored two runs and had an RBI. Brooke Tinger, she singled, she scored, and drove one in. Alicia Benhenna, singled, doubled, and scored a run. Sierra Young, doubled, scored a run, and brought two in. Reagan McGarvey helping herself out. Singled, double, and scored a run. Sam Williams, singled and scored. Ariana Viola, she also scored a run. Avery Knofsinger, she singled, scored, and drove one in. Olivia Thomas scored two runs, and Allison Noggle, a single and a run, and a 16-0 no-hitter for Reagan McGarvey in the circle. So more softball. Let's talk about the Antwerp Archers. It was Eden and Antwerp taking down the Bombers 13-3 in this one. 13 runs on 12 hits, three errors for the Antwerp Archers, three runs on two hits, and 3 errors for the Eden Bombers. Ellie Clem, 5 innings in the circle, 2 hits, 3 runs, all of those earned while striking out 4 and walking 1. But at the plate, it's where the Archers really came alive. Clem helping herself out with 2 singles and 2 runs scored. Taylor Hoggins, 2 doubles and 3 runs. Caroline Roars, 3 runs and an RBI. Raylan Zuber, 4 singles, a run, and 5 driven in. Yes, Zuber, 4 singles, a run, and 5 RBI. Raleigh Franklin also drove one in. Allison Sproles, a single and an RBI. Hayden Langotcher singled and drove one in. And Clara Roars also crossed the plate once. More softball takes us to Tuesday, and it was Hicksville against the Antwerp Archers. And I know the first two we talked about, kind of blowouts. This one, a heck of a softball game. Came down to it, but it was the Archers on top just by 1, 4-3. 4 runs on 8 hits, 4 errors for Antwerp, for the Hicksville Aces, 3 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. Clem again picks up the win in the circle, 7 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, only 1 earned, 9 Ks, no walks. Aliyah Keeley went 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned, 9 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Still a pretty nice day for the Hicksville Aces starter. But at the plate, Ellie Clem, 3 singles, a double, and 2 runs. Ayla Clem, a single and a run scored. Taylor Hoggins singled and had 2 RBI. Caroline Roars, a single and 1 driven in. And then Hayden Langotcher continues her hot streak, 2, a double, and a run scored. More softball, let's pivot now. We're going to talk about the Paulding Panthers, and it was a tough one for them against Bryan. They were shut out, 11 runs on 9 hits, no errors, a really good Bryan team this year. 2 hits, 6 errors for the Paulding defense. Thea Statton in the circle, 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 10 Ks and 2 walks. She was really tough, and again, this Bryan squad full of a bunch of really good players. Tia Mendez, a tough loss in the circle for the Paulding Panthers. 5 1/3 she went. 7 hits, 10 runs, only 4 earned, 2 Ks, and 2 walks. And again, those 6 errors, really the difference in this one. Jalen Kloffenstein, 1/3 of an inning pitch, 2 hits, 1 run that was earned, 1 strikeout, and no walks at the plate. The only 2 hits, they came from Brooklyn Bakel. She singled, and Samantha Leal, also a single. So that's a look at some of your softball scores and some of your softball stats from this past week for some of the Paulding County programs who were able to get some games in. I know Thursday was a little bit nicer. Friday was a nice day. Today, I know, rain more in the forecast. So fingers crossed for these spring sport athletes that they can get in as many games as possible. All right, that's a look at your softball scores from this past week. It's time for a break here on My Sports, but when we come back, we are chatting some baseball. Look at the baseball scores around the area right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7. FM.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.
My Sports continues. We just wrapped up talking some softball as much as we possibly could from this past week. Like I said, the rains came, and boy, they came hard. Let's pivot. Let's talk some baseball. Spring sports supposed to be in full swing. We'll get to track here in just a little bit. But for now, let's go back to earlier in the week and chat some baseball. It was Wayne Trace falling by just 1 to a really good Eastwood squad. It's a 3-run first inning that did it for Eastwood. 4 runs on 7 hits, 1 error for the red, white, and blue in the Wayne Trace Raiders. For Eastwood, 5 runs on 9 hits in 2 errors. Drew Kaczmarek picks up the win in 2 innings of work. Allowed 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, striking out 3 and walking 2. Tanner Lockoff went 1 2/3, allowing 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned, striking out 2 and walking 1. Brody Rossworm, 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 5 Ks, and 2 walks in relief. At the plate for the Raiders, Tanner Lockoff singled and scored 2 runs. Brody Rossworm, a single, a double, 2 RBI. Tyson Gerber, a single and an RBI. Jack Schoenauer, single and a run scored. And then Carter Bumley, 2 singles. And Caden Sinn also picked up an RBI. But a tough loss for the Raiders, again, falling by 1, 5-4 against Eastwood. More baseball as we move along now and chat about those Paulding Panthers. Well, for the Maroon and White, big-time win against Ottoville, and it was a 4-run third inning that proved the difference in this one. Again, from earlier in the week, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for the Paulding Panthers. For the Big Green, 1 run on 1 hit, 4 errors. The winning pitcher, Colton Hunt, quality start, 4 2/3. No hits, one run. That run was earned, striking out 9 and walking 6. Zachary Barton comes in, worked 2 1/3 innings, one hit, no runs, 2 Ks, no walk. At the plate for Paulding, Colton Hunt scored a run, Grayson Harder. He singled Grady Barton, a single, a run, and 2 RBI. Nick Bauman, 2 singles and a run scored. Zachary Barton, a single and 1 RBI. Hayden Elston also drove one in, and Stroker Etter, he doubled and scored a run after that phenomenal wrestling season he had. So let's talk some more baseball. I could talk baseball and softball pretty much all day. We're going to chat some more baseball, and this time it was at Continental, and it was Wayne Trace, 10-1 over Continental. 10 runs on 10 hits, no errors. That is efficiency for the red, white, and blue. The winning pitcher, Jack Schoonauer, 6 innings of 2-hit, 1-run baseball, 12 strikeouts. Yeah, 12 strikeouts for the starter, Jack Schoonauer. And then Caden Sinn, he came in and shut it down, striking out the side. 1 inning, 3 Ks, no walks, no hits, no runs at the plate. Tyler Head and Tanner Lockoff, well, Lockoff, he had 3 singles and 3 runs. Tyler Head also scored a run. Brody Rossworm crossed the plate once. Tyson Gerber, a 4-hit day, 4 singles, 2 runs, 3 driven in. Jack Schoonauer, he also scored a run. Carter Baumley, 3 singles, 2 runs, and 2 driven in. And Dylan Kaufman also drove in a run. Once again, Wayne Trace 10, Continental 1. 10 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the red, white, and blue. More baseball from this past week takes us to Paulding against Continental. Once again, from earlier in the week, and it was a tough one for the Paulding Panthers. They fell 10-2, 10 runs on 12 hits, 3 errors for Lincoln View. For Paulding, their only 2 runs came back in that third inning, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors. The winning pitcher, Chase Overholt for Lincoln View, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned, 6 Ks, and a walk. That's a quality start. Seth Brandt came in, 2 innings of no-hit ball, 2 Ks, and no walks to help close it out for Lincoln View. But at the plate for Paulding, Colton Hunt, he had 2 knocks on the day. Kane Jones, 2 as well with an RBI. Hayden Elston, he singled in, and Tyler Goying scored a run, and Stroker Etter singled and also scored a run. I do need to mention that a few teams were able to get some games in later on in the week. Back on Thursday, it was Hicksville 11, Crestview 9, Fairview 11, Continental 0, Swanton 13, Ayersville 7, then Wayne Trace gets a win over Lima Bath 5-4, and then Tenora loses to Perrysburg by 7, 9-2, your final. So a few teams able to get some games in, but much like softball, a lot of the games for the Paulding County teams being played earlier in the week. Rough week of weather, again. Pray that it just gets better and we can get as many games and as many track meets in as we possibly can this spring. So that's a look at some of the baseball scores from this past week. So we've talked baseball, we've talked softball, we've talked to both of our guests today, which means it's time to talk a little bit of track, and we'll put a lid on this one with some thank yous here this morning. My name's Pete Seymour. This is My Sports. Stay with me, Paulding County. One more break and we're back after this right here on My 2.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Time to talk some track here on My Sports. We just wrapped up our baseball conversation. We talked softball a little bit earlier. We talked to both of our guests today, Austin Leasty, the head coach for the Antwerp Archer baseball program, and then the head softball coach, Amber Showalter, for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Again, if you missed those conversations, just like all of these episodes, well, they're all archived on the my1027.org website for on-demand access. But for the first time this year, let's talk some track. And it was a dual meet between Paulding and Autoville. Let's take you through some of the names. But first, overall, I should say, as a team, the Paulding Panthers coming out with a score of 77 to Autoville 60. And, well, Jack Wood shows us exactly why he's committed to going to Akron for track and field. He was number one throwing with a distance of 144.10, picking up 5 points for his Paulding Panthers. Now, on the track side of things, let's talk about some of the relays and some really nice times coming in early in the year. The team of Meade, Grinnell, Thompson, and Degger for the Paulding Panthers. Time of 9:08.17. That was in the 4x800-meter relay. That's a tough one, but picked up 5 points for the maroon and white. Also, with a time of 1:40.81, it was Omonayan, Barnes, Centillion, and Koenig for Paulding. That event, the 4x200-meter relay. Back to some field events where Jack Woods, he just absolutely dominated a distance of 61.825 in the boys' shot put, earning 5 points. Again, Jack Woods from Paulding. Matthew Bale, also 38 feet, 11 and a half inches. That's well done, placing in third in the boys' shot put from Paulding. I know I mentioned his name once, but Balu Omonyan for the Paulding Panthers, only a freshman, really good runner, but also a really good jumper. His total distance of 17 feet 5 inches earned 5 points for Paulding and placed him first in the boys' long jump. In the boys' 400, well, it was Jeremiah Koenig continuing his really nice career that he's put together at Paulding. Time of 56.72, that's good for a first-place finish. And it was Paulding going 1-2-3 in this event. Behind him, Landon Grinnell, the sophomore, with a time of 57.88. And then the junior Alex Highwarden right behind him with a final time of 1:03.37. So Paulding goes 1-2-3 in the boys' 400 meter. So there's a little peek at some of the track and field action from this past week. I'm hoping to get some track and field coaches on. And again, so much talent that comes out of Northwest Ohio for track and field. A lot of runners, a lot of throwers. I mean, I mentioned Jack Woods, and even in the past, a lot of runners going to Division I schools, Division II, Division III. So a ton of talent on the track and in the field this year. I'm excited to cover it all. And again, Jack Woods' senior year in the track and field. I know he's committed to Akron. Really excited for him to be able to go there after some great football seasons and competing in the National Indoor Track Invitational. So pump for him and pump for all of our track and field athletes as the season continues to move on. Best of luck and stay healthy out there. Again, fingers crossed for the best weather for you guys. All right, well, it's time to wrap this one up with some thank yous. We talked some baseball. We talked some softball. We talked to both of our guests today, the head coaches for the Wayne Trace Raiders softball program, Amber Showalter, and the head baseball coach for the Antwerp Archers. He is Austin Leasty. Thank you both in a very busy week. I know a lot of scheduling being changed around with the weather, makeup games being played. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time to spend it with me this morning here on My Sports. I really appreciate the insight on both of your guys' teams. And hey, best of luck this season. Okay, time for some thank yous like we do each and every week, because without them, I wouldn't be here doing this. And it all starts with the athletic boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, I wouldn't be here doing this without the support of you, not just this year, but every year, now my third season here on My Sports. I can't believe we're already to the spring and don't want to start looking ahead and wrapping up another season. I'm just grateful for the 2 3/4 that I've had so far. Well, that will do it for us today, whoever you are and however you've been listening. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week right here from the My1027 WMYW studios. Until then, you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.